أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما تلك بيمينك يا موسى؟ قال هي عصاي أتوكأ عليها وأهش بها على غنمي ولي فيها مآرب أخرى. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces himself to Musa alayhi salam. And then he informs Musa alayhi salam that he has selected him and chosen him as a Nabi, as a prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him certain advices. Amongst the advices was to establish salah. Allah spoke to him about qiyamah and the inevitable occurrence of the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayat empowers Musa alayhi salam with two miracles. So Allah has first appointed him as a Nabi, certain instructions were given to him, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks Musa alayhi salam in ayah number 17 of Surah Taha, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. O Musa, what is that in your right hand? At that time, Musa alayhi salam, and it was the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to walk with a staff. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself also walked with a staff. قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ. He replied and he said, it is my staff. Asa, my staff or my stick. أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا. And then he tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what he uses the staff for. So he says, I lean on it whenever I require support. وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي. I beat down with it leaves from the trees for my animals. Meaning when I am grazing the animals, herding the animals, then I use the staff of mine to hit down leaves from the trees so that they may eat those leaves. وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. And he says, O Allah, I have many other usages in this stick. I use it for many other things as well. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him one question. مَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكِ يَا مُوسَى. Musa, what is in your right hand? Allah did not ask him, what do you use it for? How is it used? What do you do with it? All he had to say, a simple question required a simple answer. All he had to say was, here, Asai, it is my staff. And stop over there. But he said, it is my staff. And then he went on speaking of the different usages of the staff. This is when a person loves the conversation, enjoys the conversation, does not want the conversation to end. And he knows he's speaking to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing him in this kind, affectionate manner. So he is so drawn to the conversation. When you are not interested in the conversation, or you do not feel like prolonging the conversation, then you will keep your answers very brief. You don't want to spend too much time speaking to this person. Sometimes you are extremely busy and you have some other commitments or some work, and during that time somebody calls you or phones you or somebody meets you. You are now attending to other things. So if he asks you any question, you are not going to prolong the discussion because he might have asked you more and more questions. So you just answer him according to the questions that he gives you because you have no interest in engaging him in any discussion. Over here, Musa alayhi salam is enjoying the discussion. And that is why he starts prolonging the discussion out of the love, admiration of that he has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tells Musa alayhi salam, قال أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى. O Musa, cast it down onto the ground. Throw the staff that you have onto the floor. فَأَلْقَاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, immediately. He threw it down to the ground. فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. Suddenly, it was a slithering, a moving snake. It turned into a حَيَّة. حَيَّةٌ means a snake. The term حَيَّة, Allah has described the snake that the staff transformed into in different ways. Over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses hayyatun. It was a hayya. When he came before Fir'aun, and over there, he threw the staff down onto the ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it as su'ban. And in one place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ka'annaha jan, as if it was a jan. Jan, what's the difference between the three? Let's start off with jan. Jan refers to a small, slim snake. Small and slim. Right? Su'ban refers to a huge, long and thick serpent. And hayyatun is referred to all types of snakes. So hayyatun is a very broad meaning. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it on this occasion using the broad term hayyatun. So over here, we do not know exactly how big the snake might have been or how small it might have been, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the term that is used, or the word that's used for both a big, large snake and the smaller snake. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it turned into a snake, فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى, and it was moving about. قال, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ, grab it, hold on to it, and do not fear. Naturally, fear will come into a person. One is fear for the snake, one is fearful of what you are just witnessing before you, that very staff that you relied on, the very staff that you took so much benefit from, has now turned into something harmful, something that can harm you, the very same thing which is a source of benefit for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تخف, don't fear. سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُولَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will return it and we will change it to its former state. Hold on to it and it will change into the staff which you held on to. That was the first miracle. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Musa alayhi salam with a second miracle. What was that? وَضْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَىٰ جَنَاحِكَ, Musa, take your hand, place it to your side, janah, under your armpit. Place your hand under your armpit, تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَىٰ, when you take it out and when you remove it from there, it will come out bayda, shining, brilliant. A light would illuminate and a light would shine from the hand of Musa alayhi salam. Min ghayri su, without any defect. That brightness or the whiteness or the light that would shine out of your hand would not be a defect. Min ghayri su, it would not be an illness, it would not be some disease. Ayatan ukhra, it is another sign. Two miracles that we have empowered you with. Why? لِنُرِيَكَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا الْكُبْرَى, to show you, O Musa alayhi salam, our great signs. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Musa alayhi salam the real mission for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed him as a Nabi and then equipped him with two miracles. So one is Allah appointed him with a Nabi, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him these two miracles, and now Allah tells him, this is your mission. Next sentence, or next ayah, Allah says, اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ, go to Fir'aun. You need to go to Fir'aun. I have chosen you as a Nabi, I have given you these two miracles, now you need to go to Fir'aun, and you are going to challenge Fir'aun. In اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَىٰ, certainly he has exceeded the limits in his rebellion and his disobedience. May Allah grant us the name of Allah.